You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, Northern Territory Police complete Kumanjayi White's death in custody autopsy. RBA Governor says Australia isn't close to meeting the supply issue on housing. And in tennis, Taylor Fritz wins against Alexander Zverev, sealing the World Labour Cup win over Europe. With the latest SBS News and Sport, I'm Alan Lee. The autopsy into Kumanjayi White's death in custody, who died after being restrained by police in an Alice Springs supermarket, has been completed. Northern Territory Acting Commissioner Martin Dole says the brief of evidence has been handed to prosecutors to determine whether charges should be laid against any of the officers involved. Echoing similar sentiment, Executive Director Leanne Luddell says that now is a time for patience to allow for them to do their job and ensure the family of Kumanjayi White and other affected parties are given the space and support that they need.
The brief of evidence is now with the Director of Public Prosecutions, and we will wait their response as to what happens next, which may or may not include charges against parties. This is not a decision for the Northern Territory Police, and it is important that everyone understands the independence of that process. I know that there will be anger and hurt in the days and weeks ahead, and I want to appeal for calm and for the respect as a process by the Director of Public Prosecution runs its course.
The 24-year-old Walpiri man, who had cognitive disabilities, died on the floor of a lorry aisle at a Coles after plainclothes police apprehended him following an alleged confrontation with security guards. His death has sparked anger and concerns within his community of Yuandamu and the wider Australian community. Overseas, and Australia's recognition of a Palestinian state has drawn mixed reactions in the country. Co-Chief Executive Officer Alex Rivchin has said Australia's recognition of a Palestinian state won't end the suffering of Palestinians in Gaza, nor the remaining Israeli hostages in Hamas captivity.
We're bitterly disappointed by this announcement. We're not shocked by it. This was obviously on the cards, but it doesn't lessen the blow. Fundamentally, this is bad policy. It doesn't change anything on the ground. It doesn't resolve the issues that have been between the Palestinians and the Israelis for decades now. It doesn't bring anyone closer to peace or to ending the war in Gaza or releasing the hostages. All this does is it emboldens the most extreme actors, particularly Hamas. It shows them that their strategy of terrorism to achieve political transformation is a winner.
Australia has become one of more than 150 countries to do so, including Canada and the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom's recognition of a Palestinian state at the United Nations General Assembly comes 108 years after the government's Balfour Declaration backed the creation of a Jewish state in the region. It marks 77 years after the creation of Israel in what was known as the British Mandate of Palestine at the time. The country's Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, says the recognition is the only way to push towards a two-state solution to the long-standing Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
To revive the hope of peace and a two-state solution, I state clearly, as Prime Minister of this great country, that the United Kingdom formally recognises the state of Palestine. We recognised the state of Israel more than 75 years ago as a homeland for the Jewish people. Today, we join over 150 countries who recognise a Palestinian state also.
Back home, and Reserve Bank Governor Michelle Bullock says, based on estimates she's seen, Australia is not close to meeting the supply issue on housing. Ms. Bullock says the challenge of supply is an issue, but the demand is also impacted by the average household size in the country. The Governor says most governments, including the New South Wales government, has reacted very strongly to this. Dr. Brad Jones from the RBA echoes similar sentiment, saying at the very margin we may see a little more outward pressure on house prices in the short term. This as he accounts for about 20% of the flow of new housing credit.
Most of the estimates out there, including from Treasury, suggest that almost by definition, because of the way the policy is set up, it will bring forward more purchases and increase the borrowing capacity of first home buyers. Our sense is that it could add to overall housing credit in the order of 1 to 2 8%.
To sport and in tennis, Taylor Fritz has delivered the decisive blow at the Laver Cup as he won against Alexander Zverev 6-3, 7-6. This as Team World completed a 15-9 win over Team Europe to reclaim the men's team competition title in the US state of San Francisco. The victory marked Team World's third triumph in the 8 editions of the competition, following back-to-back wins in 2022 and 2023. Fritz has commended the energy of the team after his win.
The moments of winning feel so much better. The moments of losing feel so much worse because you're doing it for all these guys. So it fires me up so much. I've always just felt like I play my best tennis in these team environments.
And that's the latest SBS News and Sport. I'm Alan Lee.